It's 7 o'clock, a little after 7 o'clock. Would you all please rise, join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I just need an agenda. Can I steal one?
Okay.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming tonight. We have a few things on the agenda. The first thing here we're going to talk about tonight is a letter of the approval of the minutes from the January 16th, 2019 meeting.
I'm going to move that we approve the minutes of the January 16th.
All right. Second. Anybody else was here?
I wasn't here.
I was here.
Okay. Seconded. All in favor, those who are here, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions?
Stay. Are we talking about the last planning board meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi. Okay, you were here. Yeah, I thought so. Okay. Second item on the agenda, we have a letter of interest from Robert Jones, who's interested in serving on the Candia Planning Board as an alternate member. And do I have a copy of his letter?
I think you. Yep. I asked him. He said yes. I had a copy, but no. I guess not.
And then they all need copies.
Yep.
Thank you.
From Robert Jones, 109 Patton Hill Road, Candia, New Hampshire. Attention Land Use Office, Town of Candia, 74 High Street, Candia, 03034. Dear Land Use Office Planning Board, while attending a recent Board of Selectmen's meeting, I was made aware of the opening for a Planning Board alternate position in 2019. I'm writing to you today expressing my interest in this position. I'll use this letter to provide a little background on myself and would be happy to have a follow-up discussion as well. On a personal level, my wife Ginny and I have lived in Candia for the past 18 years. Ginny brought me to Candia in 2001. She has grown up in Candia, enjoyed her childhood here, and suggested it would be an excellent place to raise our family. I must say I agree with her. Our three children, Ellen, Sarah, Robbie, and all attended Moore School. For the past 12 years, I've served as a youth coach for soccer, baseball, and basketball at the Candia Youth Athletic Association and the Moore School girls soccer coach between 2012 and 2014. In addition, I have served on the CYAA Board of Directors as soccer director, vice president, and most recently, president. From a professional perspective, I've worked in the technology industry for most of the past 27 years. I've held various sales-related positions, always focused on incrementally growing revenue for my respective employers. For specifics on my background, my professional background, please visit my link in the profile under LinkedIn. I'm interested in joining the planning board using the alternate role as an introduction to assuming a more prominent role in Candia town government. Candia is in the midst of determining a path for its future. At this critical juncture, we need participation from individuals that carry different perspectives into the conversation. Most critically, we need to position ourselves for compromise, look towards the future, creating relevant success for Candia while protecting our historical background. Sincerely, Robert Jones.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we accept the name of Robert Jones as alternate of the planning board.
A second.
Anybody have any questions of Mr. Jones? Do you have any questions of the board?
I think I'll probably find out along the way.
We have a motion and a second on the floor. All in favor of having Mr. Jones come back on? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Welcome.
You're in.
Thank you.
You're in.
Well, not yet.
And now we have to swear at you, right? Yeah. It's like. Chris, you want to do the honors of swearing him in?
Come on, man. I didn't know.
I, Robert Jones.
I, Robert Jones.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
Discharge and perform.
Discharge and perform.
All the duties incumbent upon me.
All the duties incumbent upon me.
As an alternate for the planning board.
As an alternate to the planning
so
board.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Agreeably to the rules and regulations.
Agreeably to the rules and regulations.
Of the state of New Hampshire.
Of the state of New Hampshire.
And to the Constitution thereof.
And to the Constitution thereof.
You're all official.
You want to go? So you can go official.
I'm going to try to see if I'm
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I think I should recuse myself.
Yeah, the next item on here is going to be a continuation of 19001, the major site plan application. The applicant, Candia Crossings LLC, 38 Fieldstone Lane, Candia, New Hampshire. Owner, same, property location, High Street, map 406, lot 16. The intent, to reopen an existing 2007 conditionally approved major site plan for a 43-unit elderly housing project as the site plan has been redesigned. Upon a finding by the board that the application meets the submission requirements of the Candia major site plan regulations, the board will vote to accept the application as complete and a public hearing on its merits of the proposal will follow immediately. Should a decision not be reached at the public hearing, this application will stay on the planning board agenda until such time as it is either approved or disapproved. Scott's going to be reclusing himself as he's interest or he's part of the project. And I'd ask Sue Young, chair of the Board of Selectmen, to fill in as an alternate.
Well, so, Scott, you want this?
Yes, I do. Thanks, Al.
Oh, sorry.
We give him free water, make some money.
All right. At the last meeting that we had, there was a question on at the beginning on what we could do as far as a board with the application. The question came up. One was the zoning board of adjustment variance still valid 10 years later, and also did the board have the authority to grant waivers for this particular section in the zoning ordinances? We did check with legal counsel, and one of them was correct that the variance is not currently valid for the variance that the zoning board had done back in 2007. Only the zoning board of adjustment can grant the extensions on that. However, the other part of it is that, yes, the planning board does have the authority to grant waivers for that particular section of the zoning ordinances. It's actually the only section in the zoning ordinances that when it was written, it deferred to the planning board to grant the waivers in there. So having that as the starting point, the issue that now comes up is that under our site plan regulations in 9.02, when a special exemption or variance approved by the zoning board of adjustment is required, the applicant shall first obtain the special exemption or variance before the application is considered complete for site plan approval. Any conditions imposed by the Board of Adjustment shall not be diminished by the requirements contained in these regulations. So the issue that we might have right now is everything that we did last week, the last meeting was only advisory in nature. Because we didn't accept the application as being complete. And so if we didn't consider the application as being complete, we don't have the authority to actually work or grant any of the waivers or act on the application at that time. So that's where we stand. There's a couple of things that we could do. We could go over, before I get to that, there was a letter that we did receive from Attorney Cronin. And I think you did get a copy of that letter in at one point in time. But I'll go over it. This was January 23rd.
Where is this?
That was going to be the letter from Cronin, Cronin, Bisson, and Zielinski. I don't think you have it.
Oh, I don't have it. Oh, okay. Sorry.
The letter was addressed to Chairman Cartier. Our office represents Candia Crossings LLC, the applicant in the above-referenced case seeking an amendment to an approved site plan. Reportedly, the case was on the planning board agenda for hearing on or near January 16, 2019. The application was timely filed on or near May 17, 2018. In the several months prior to the hearing, no issues were raised regarding any zoning noncompliance. A review of the history and the applicable law indicates the amended plan is ripe for consideration as all of the requirements of the relevant checklist were satisfied. The variance to allow more than one principal structure on a lot was granted on November 27, 2007. The planning board initially approved the plan on or near December 19, 2007. After approval, the economy weakened, leading to the Great Recession of 2008. Thereafter, the planning board granted extensions of the plan. Pursuant to the most recent extension, the plan remains valid. When the variance was granted, the stated law provided that variances ran with the land. In 2013, the legislature amended the enabling statute to provide that variances lapse in a matter of 2 years if not exercised. The term exercised found in the statute and used found in the ordinance are not defined terms, and the timing mechanism does not include an active or substantial development standard. Of note is the legislation allowed municipalities to place an expiration date on variances granted prior to 2013, the year, the year of the legislative amendment. I was unable to find any amendments to the ordinance that imposed a deadline on variances granted prior to 2013. The current version of the ordinance does include terms regarding the expiration of the variance. The ordinance does not indicate when that provision was adopted. If adopted prior to 2013, it lacks support from any enabling legislation. Other factors support the theory that the site plan amendment is proper. If the language of the ordinance is considered, the applicant did exercise and use the variance by preparing and submitting at great expense the site plan. The variance was initially a requirement of the site plan application. The site plan approval, with the benefits of the variance, remain in full force and in effect. The other consideration is, notwithstanding any lapse in language, no variance shall lapse prior to 6 months after the administration of a related site plan. The site plan is not fully administered, as it remains in full force and effect, and the property is eligible to be developed according to the approved site plan. The application and interpretation requires a degree of common sense. The legislative purpose to provide an expiration date for variances is based on changes to the character of the community and the neighborhood while a variance is pending. If a variance was granted for a housing development in 2007, and in the ensuing years the abutting properties were developed for industrial uses, housing may not be appropriate in 2018. In this case, there have been no changes to the character of the neighborhood and the surrounding properties. At the time the variance was granted, allowing more than one principal use on a lot made good sense. Since the area has not changed, allowing more than one principal use of the lot still makes good sense. Another issue raised in connection is a limitation in building permits. Reportedly, there was a suggestion that the building permits for the development would be restricted to a certain number per year. Typically, the building permits can be restricted during periods of, quote, unsustainable growth, unquote, after a declaration by the planning board. We are not aware that there has been any recent findings of unsustainable growth in the town of Candia. Can you provide references to the provision of the ordinance or regulation that support a restriction on building permits absent a declaration of unsustainable growth? We respectfully request that the planning board consider the application on its merits consistent with the application. We also request an explanation of the basis of the limitations on building permits. Thank you for your consideration, John Cronin, Attorney John Cronin. In your folder, there's a copy of a draft response to that that I did seek advice from counsel on, and drafted it up for consideration by the board to respond to that letter. This is John G. Cronin, attorney, Cronin, Bisson, and Zielinski, P.C., 722 Chestnut Street, Manchester. Read Candia Crossings, LLC. Dear Attorney Cronin, thank you for your letter in reference to the Candia Crossings project amendments to the site plan, and specifically the question on the validity of the Zoning Board of Adjustments, ZBA, 2007 granting of a variance concerning Town of Candia Zoning Ordinance Section 2.05. As discussed at the February 20th, 2019 Planning Board meeting, the Town of Candia Ordinance does not grant the Planning Board authority to decide whether the variance concerning the project has been extended by the ZBA. In fact, Section 1406 states that only the ZBA has the authority to extend a variance as follows. Variance and special exemptions shall expire unless used within a period of 1 year from the date granted. The board may, for good cause, show extended may show extended such periods by, as much as 1 year. While the planning board has extended the site plan for this project several times at the applicant's request, this does not negate the requirement that the ZBA is the proper body to decide whether the variance is operable today. As a result, the appropriate board to decide this question is the ZBA. As far as your second issue regarding the limitations on the number of building permits issued per year, Section 13.03 regulations of the zoning ordinance state the Candia Planning Board has the authority to review and approve a subdivision in its entirety. Limits on development of lots, currently 9 per year, shall be administered through the building permit process by the building inspector. For the purpose of this regulation, lot shall mean lot, plat, site, or other division of land for the purpose of sale, rent, lease, or condominium conveyance, or building development. In addition, Section 16.02, limitation on building permits of the zoning ordinance state, the building inspector is authorized to issue no more than 9 permits per building year per approved subdivision of land. The applicant can, of course, request a variance of this ordinance for consideration by the ZBA. I trust this addresses your issues and concerns, and as always, please do not hesitate to contact the board should you have any further questions. So that's the draft of the letter, and wanted to run it by the board. Not yet, no. This has not been sent out to the area. Right.
Just at the appropriate time, I don't want to interrupt, but
yes.
Would you allow for public input before it goes to a vote?
Who is this? Could you identify
My name is John Cronin. I'm the author of the letter that you read into the record.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Attorney Cronin. Comments? Questions?
I feel like I need to get up to speed on, I missed the last meeting, so I should be more educated on this, but I guess I need some explanation on why if a variance, why if it was all granted before, that we can't just continue that.
That was the question. The variance was for allowing more than one house to be built on a parcel of land.
Okay.
That comes from the ZBA. That was granted in 2007.
Well, the whole development was already conditionally approved, correct?
It was.
Okay.
It was. And what's happening now is that the owners have come back to do a revision of the plan.
Yeah.
Substantial revision of the plan.
Yeah, which we looked at informationally.
Right.
At a couple of meetings ago, right?
Yeah. Yep. And then they came in at the meeting.
And we all said it was good.
Yeah, and they came in at the last meeting. The problem that came up was that there was a question and an issue on whether the zoning ordinance variance was still valid. Our site plan review that we had is still granted or valid because we extended it every 2 years.
Yeah.
And that'll extend in the air.
Yeah.
The problem was that it was the question of the variance from the zoning ordinance, which we don't have control over.
Okay, but was there an expiration date on it when it was granted?
Yes, it was good in the zoning regulations. It says 2 year. Let me see. Yeah, 1 year from the date granted, and the board may, for good cause, extend such period by as much as 1 year. So it could be up to 2 years.
Okay.
But the issue was that the owners came to the planning board to get extensions before things were going. They needed to go to the Zoning Board of Adjustment to get the variance extended, and that's where the glitch came in.
Were they told this?
Yeah, that was my next question.
Were they told they had to do this prior to this?
At the last meeting that we came into, yes.
But it was unsure whether they should be going before us or the zoning board.
Right.
Have they gone before the zoning board yet?
Next week.
No, it's on the agenda for next Tuesday to extend it.
Yeah, ZBA.
Right.
ZBA, right.
Is that different than the zoning board?
No, yeah. Well, it's the zoning board of adjustment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's on for their consideration. Go ahead, yes.
May I ask a question? When did you receive the other letter? I don't have a copy of it in front of me from Attorney Cronin.
That would be.
Is there a date on that?
There is. There is. No, this is a later one. It was January 23rd.
And why don't we have a copy of that?
I thought that that got sent out.
It did. You guys got emails on it.
Oh, okay, sorry, my bad.
Because that would have been, our meeting would have been the 17th.
16th.
Oh, yeah, 16th.
Yeah.
Yeah, 16th.
Okay.
This came in and received in our office on the 24th.
Right.
And I sent it out.
It was sent out to us via email.
Via email, so you guys could review it.
Okay. Do you mind if I look at it?
Oh, no, absolutely.
May I ask one more question?
Certainly.
So instead of having them all come to this meeting tonight, is there a reason why they weren't responded to before this draft? Is there a reason why, because now everyone's here?
There is. I had checked with town council on the letter, and his advice was that it probably wouldn't be, he said that it would be better if it came from the board or from the chair after the board has taken a look at it to make sure that they concurred with what was in the letter. I actually drafted the letter probably less than a week after we received the letter on the 24th. And we didn't have a meeting on the 6th. Other questions? Okay. Yes,
Mr. Please. Chairman, members of the board, and thank you for giving me the couple of moments to speak here. My role in this is very narrow, and I kind of got pulled into it late after the last hearing, when the applicant was requested to withdraw the application on the eve of the hearing. After that, I had a chance to take a look somewhat at the history in a short period of time. I think the meeting was on the 19th, and my letter was crafted on the 21st. And the first thing that I thought was odd, since this had been pending for so long, and there was a visit in May in which the planning board gave guidance on how to get this amended, that there was no issue with respect to the variance. And it kind of troubled me is how this surfaced. Did someone do some homework? Did someone internal? Do you have a planning staff or a building official that does that homework? And granted, you know, volunteers on the planning board and the zoning board, it's a tough job, you know, to keep up with all the letters and everything else. And many of the towns and cities that we appear in, they have paid staffs with numbers of people that are up to speed on the ordinance and all the regulations. And the last thing that anyone on a planning board wants to have a lawyer come in and preach to them what the law is. And that's not something I try to do in any of my cases, and it's certainly something I don't want to do tonight. But when I looked at that and went through it, I didn't have the full history of the project. And I went back after writing that letter and did some more homework. Because there was no doubt when I wrote that letter that there was a variance that was granted back in 2007. And I never questioned why. You know, why would they go for a variance? Because this is an innovative land use project which is permitted by a conditional use permit. So I dug a little bit deeper and did some more homework. And I came to the conclusion that I don't think a variance is even required here. I think the chairman was correctly pointed when he stated that there was a variance that was required, I believe it's 405, to have more than one structure on a single lot. If you look at the express language of the ordinance, and if you have it here today, you could take a peek at it. It's the same, I think, in 07 as it is today. It says you can have more than one structure on a lot unless it's a project that's permitted under an innovative land use control, which this is. So there's no variance that's required for that. The other variance that was granted and why someone applied for it and proceeded with it remains a mystery to me, because you have great power in innovative land use control projects by design, by statute. You bypass the ZBA, and you guys have the folks to grant waivers, which is a lesser standard. So in my view, there's no need to hold this up. And we're kind of in a precarious time in the economy. You know, we've had a good run since 2008 when we were at the bottom. And some commentators will say we're late in the third quarter, maybe in the fourth. And the last thing the applicant wants to do, and I think the town probably wants to do, is have this project sit on the books for a long period of time. So the first thing that I want to ask this board to make a vote on tonight is whether or not variances are even required. Now, I had an occasion to talk to town council as well. I did not get the benefit of a formal opinion. He's your counsel, not mine, so you should defer to what he's told you and to what he's written to you. But my understanding is that he didn't make any finding as to whether or not a variance is required, and said if an extension is required, That's not something for the planning board to do. That would be something for the ZBA to do. But in this particular town, where I don't think you have an official that does a zoning review, and the decision that this wasn't ripe was either made by the board or the chairman on the evening prior to the hearing before, you folks have made that determination. You have the right and the power to determine tonight whether or not variances are required for this project to get amended. And I think once you look at it, and I have the excerpts to the ordinance, you'll find that absolutely positively, under no circumstances, would a variance be required. If you can't get to that conclusion, which would surprise me if you couldn't, the next step is to say, we've extended this thing five or six different times, I don't know how many, maybe four different times, without any request of the variance. Your ordinance says if the variance is used, but it's not defined. What does variance used mean? It's going to be up for you folks to decide that. Certainly it was used by the engineer. He had to use it because you couldn't come before the planning board without having your variance. They used it to come and get the conditional use permit in the first instance. Mm-hmm. And every time that that's been looked on, and every second year, it's been passed on without any challenges. So my view, without even determining if you need variances tonight, we're already beyond that, because this variance, or whatever variance was used, what was granted was used, even though it may not ever have been needed. I don't think it was needed in 07, but I don't think we have to get there. But I can tell you under your ordinance today, it's not required. It's simply not required. So I would ask you to make a vote tonight that the variances are not required. To the extent that you can't do that, that you make a vote that the variances have been used and this is valid, and then listen to Mr. Bannon here who will present the amendments here, and I think you'll find that this plan was as good as it was in 2007. There's been no changes to the neighborhood, and he's got some improvements here that I think will be in everybody's best interest. So I thank you for your time, and I'm happy to entertain any questions.
Thank you, Attorney Carr. Appreciate that. Questions for the attorney? Good.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
So do you agree with what he's saying? Because it seems like he's pretty much researched, and you're the expert.
You're
the chair.
Based on what we've had advice from counsel on is that you're partially correct. The zoning ordinance for conditional use permits, especially for elderly housing, grants the planning board a lot of power for that section to approve things. That's why we were talking about the waivers that we had, that yes, we do have authority to do that. The reason that it even came up is it came up from the Zoning Board of Adjustment in there, that they brought it up to the fact is that...
Who brought it up?
Would have been Boyd Trivers in the Zoning Board of Adjustment, that they brought it to our attention that...
When did they bring it to our attention? I don't remember.
That, I don't know the exact date. I couldn't
remember. Okay, he brought it up publicly? Boyd did?
I believe, I don't remember whether it was public or not, but he brought it up.
He brought it up to you or just to everyone?
He brought it up to me.
Okay.
Yeah. And then
so
that's
we didn't know. We didn't get that. Okay.
No. And then that's why when we had the meeting, this last meeting, I brought it to the board and said that it looks like they need to go back for a variance to the ZBA because we don't have the power. Well, I didn't know whether we had the power to do it or not.
But we do.
We don't have the power to do the variance extension.
But if we don't need a variance, then it's not an issue.
Sounds like it's not needed,
that's,
in my opinion.
That's where the question came up,
okay.
Is that the zoning variance is not in the current, conditional use innovative subdivision section.
Okay.
That's in a separate area of the zoning ordinances. I believe it's 2.05.
Mr. Chairman.
2.05, yeah.
And in the further, in the opinion of the town council, that is not needed. Correct.
Yeah. Town council has advised us that it does need to go back to the zoning board of adjustment.
Is that in writing, Rudy, or?
It was in an email to us. We could get a writing in there, but that was his advice. Is that?
And he had talked to Attorney Cronin about that, and they both agreed.
Can I?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Do you want to pull up a chair?
Yeah.
Oh, sure, sure,
please.
Keep jumping up. Yeah. Well, I don't want to interrupt you either.
No, that's fine. This
we're
is
very
this is.
I can see that.
Attorney Cronin.
Usually they want me to be as far away as possible as they can keep me.
Just so you know that what we're trying to do here is that we just want to make sure that we're on good, solid footing.
Mr. Chair, I recognize it's. I'm not trying to obstruct anything. I'm just trying to do the best I can for my client. And if there is a memo or a written letter from counsel, I think it's important that the members view it. You know, that's something that would be privileged unless you want to disclose it.
Yeah.
And I have in front of me 205 right here. And I think it's pretty telling, and it's really short. So I wouldn't trouble you with a long one if it were. But it says, there shall be only one residential building on a lot unless otherwise approved under innovative land use controls.
See section
1504E.
Yeah.
To me, that couldn't be any more clear that in this particular case, mm-hmm. you don't need a variance from that section.
Right.
So I'm not asking you here tonight to extend the variance. One, I don't think it's necessary, and we did do a collateral application. All I'm asking you is to vote, one, that a variance is not necessary, and you have the power to weigh whatever these changes are and make a decision whether you go thumbs up or thumbs down on the amendments.
Right.
I have the letter from
the attorney?
Yeah.
From who?
I have no issue if you want to go to executive. I'm free to, you know, we're happy to leave and give you guys the time to read it.
We were requested by town council to not have that as a public document.
That's privileged, and I'm not asking to see it. Some towns make all of them public, but that's a choice for your council and you, and I'm not suggesting what the right course is. If everyone wants an opportunity to review it or you want to discuss it, it certainly, I would have no objections if you went into executive session and had a debate about it, and then we could come back in.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the council as well as our own council, but I'm interested in moving things along, and I saw that there's some comments from the audience.
Sure.
I would like to hear that. And just personally, I would like to see the overall proposal get going. And I'd like to hear who's the bald-headed guy? Sorry.
I'm getting there. At least I'm in good company.
The engineer.
Let me just hold off for a minute. What I'd like to do is to, if we would, I think it's a good idea if we took just about 5 minutes, so we could go into executive session, just so everybody's clear on what town council has said. And then once that's clear, then I think it would be appropriate that we address things from that point in time. So everybody knows.
I'm moving on to an executive session.
I'll excuse myself.
Can we just move? Do we have to make them all get up?
We could move.
Go into the hospital.
Why don't you all stay here?
You guys stay here.
Have mints, Chad.
Yeah, have a mint.
I'm going to take you up.
Yes.
Do I?